Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and I am the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We are here to celebrate life, to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul. We have a very exciting show today. My special guest is Olivia Koo. Olivia is a VIP YouTuber. Her channel is Love Health OK. She's a self-proclaimed photographer, sometimes Hollywood actress, inspirational quote lover, chronic multitasker, and lover of life. She is here to share tips for healthy living. Olivia, thank you so much for being here today. I am thrilled to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited.
Me too. I mean, I love your channel. I love what you're doing. I mean, health and well-being is so important to living a really amazing life. And I know there's a recent study that showed that weight loss was greatest among people who ate more vegetables, yogurts, and nuts. And your site is all about really healthy eating. Unfortunately,
yes.
Americans are now spending over $190 billion on fast food each year, and there are over 200,000 fast food restaurants in the U.S. And so, and, you know, as there's all kinds of things showing that if we spend a single dollar, we'll consume in cookies or potato chips 1,200 calories, whereas that dollar would be 250 calories of carrots. So there's so many ways that we can really create change. And your site and your channel gives us so much, such informational tips. You're such a pleasant host, and you make it so user-friendly for people to really open up to healthy living. How, Olivia, did you get interested in this, in healthy living, and starting this channel for yourself?
I think it was just something that really affected my life personally, and I first started just pretty much, you know, working out, and I was still eating a standard American diet. And I ended up in a place where I realized, like, it's more than just working out and burning off those calories. It's important to actually put food into your body that is good for your body because it'll make you feel good. And so after I started doing that, I just, you know, started doing more research and really trying to get a sense of what actually is healthy, because what ends up happening is a lot of companies advertise things towards us that are healthy. For instance, like 90 calorie packs. Well, it's 90 calories, but it's still 90 calories of junk. And it's hard for people to differentiate that because they don't know any differently. And so I kind of wanted to be a voice where I can, you know, have a YouTube channel or be on Instagram and let people know, like, hey, just because the media is telling you this doesn't mean that it's true. If you want to actually be healthy, then you have to eat real whole foods. It's not just about eating less calories. It's not about, like, being skinny. It's about being healthy.
That is such an important message. And I think that the more voices that that promote this and that make it just not threatening, and that's what I like about you. You make it so inviting. You take away the kind of stigma or that's alternative, and you're bringing it in so that it's like, this is doable, and we're taking care of ourselves. The whole idea of loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves, that's so much part of what you're presenting. And what changes have you seen as a result of doing this for yourself? And I'm sure you have some really amazing stories of people who are responding to this message.
I think the changes that I really appreciate, Snapchat platform, which is like the newest kind of social media platform, I get a lot of messages every single day of people who tell me, like, wow, I've lost, you know, so and so many pounds, but now I'm just so much healthier, my body feels better. And also just stuff that people say, like, oh my gosh, you're so inspiring, like, I don't know what I would have done if I never found your channel. And that's kind of amazing, because for me, at the end of the day, when I first started out, the goal was never to be, you know, popular or famous on the internet. The goal was just to help young girls, because I remember being in high school and being overweight and just not having anywhere to turn to and not really knowing what was, you know, actually healthy. There, I mean, back in the 90s, like, and through the 2000s, there was not really a sense of, like, health. People were not really concerned about that, and so it was difficult to find anything useful. A lot of it was just, you know, forms on girls who were trying to basically eat 200 calories a day or 600 calories a day or nothing at all or fasting, and that's not really healthy. And there's also a lot of things like, you know, weight loss pills and stuff like that, and I just felt like I needed to be a place where people can go to and just say, hey, let's just cut out all that crap, because that doesn't work. That does not sustain your life long term. It's not going to help you lose weight and keep it off. Like, that's just, it's just a temporary fix, it's a fad, and it's not going to work. And I think people really appreciate that, because sometimes even if I say something that they don't necessarily want to hear, they know that I'm coming from a place where it's to help you. It's not just to, you know, sell you anything.
Well, no, I think that's what makes it so, like, people can receive it, and that's what makes it so special, because the motivation is something just so coming from that honest place, from your experience, your life, and your research in terms of these areas, and that authenticity, that transparency that you bring forward, it really changes how people can really, you know, decipher, like you said, all this information coming at us, and it's true, we are in an information era. We're just inundated with this, that, this, and you don't know, like, what's the right way, what's not the right way, what should I do? And when you can deconstruct it and make it so easy and available, it really changes it. So I'd love you, Olivia, to give us just some tips, because you have amazing tips. One of the things that you talked about is foods that we think are healthy but are not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what some of those are, because people are really confused. It's true. You don't know. You see all kind of labels, and you think you're doing well, and you think this is good for you, and you've been able to really break that down.
I think it's funny, because that's actually one of my most controversial videos, because I think a lot of people just were not ready to hear it, and I think some people took it the wrong way. They thought that I made that video because I was telling them that they couldn't eat any of that stuff, and that's not true. I don't believe in that. I believe in just finding a healthy balance that works for you. For some people, that means eating 100% clean food, but for other people, it means, you know, maybe eating 70% clean food, or maybe it means having a cheat day once a week. And I think that's really important, is for each individual to find what works for them, because people are so concerned about finding that one diet or that one type of lifestyle, and you can't really mold every single person into that. And that also reminds me of a comment that I got on YouTube, where a girl told me that she actually has to eat the complete opposite of what healthy is because of her thyroid problems, that it would just completely make her gain tons of weight. And so it's stuff like that that I want people to understand, is that you really have to cater your healthy lifestyle to yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can follow somebody else, but just take away what you need from each person that you're following. And I think one of the best tips is just, if you think about it in terms of what you're putting into your body, it's just, what would you feed a baby going from eating, you know, drinking breast milk to eating foods? Usually, you know, moms are really good about that. They'll feed them like carrots, peas, fruits, blended up lean proteins and stuff like that. And it's like, how did we go from that to all of a sudden, you know, when they become toddlers, to feeding them like Cheetos and Oreos and like nut butter and like Nutter Butters and stuff like that? It's just, it's a little bit baffling, I think, because it's like your heart was in the right place, your mind was in the right place, you want this baby to be healthy, eat healthy, and then suddenly it's like junk food.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one of the things that I'm hearing from you that I think that is really, really important, and it's more about the mindset. So it's not even like, oh, I ate this healthy today on Monday and I ate unhealthy on Tuesday. It's really changing the way that you're viewing your lifestyle and moving mm-hmm. it towards more of a healthy lens and mindset and thinking in different ways. Because when we start changing our mindset, that's when we can really not just implement the change but sustain it. And then because we're viewing the world differently. I mean, I'm totally about living healthy. I've always been that way in my life. And it's not so much did I eat a cookie on Monday. That's not what it's about. It's more I overall and consistently have a mentality that I'm caring what I feed myself, how I yes. what I put into my body, because I matter to me, and so I want to feed me well versus I don't like who I am, so therefore I need to change this. Or it's really coming from I want to take care of me, and these are the things that take care of me. And that's really what I get from your message.
Yeah, I think that is super important because I have a lot of girls that are like, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds this week. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is, like, not possible, first of all. And secondly, your goal is completely wrong. It should be I want to be as healthy as possible, and because of that, I will be able to lose 10 pounds. And that's really hard because the media depicts it in a way where we're so focused on, you know, that perfect body or a thigh gap or looking like a supermodel. And it's like, well, how healthy are they really? And
that's a great, great point, because I think that you're going deeper. You're looking at what the message is that women and younger women, you know, girls, women are all fed, that we're fed these very unfortunate messages that we're supposed to fit into this very, you know, small mode, and it doesn't really matter how we go about doing it, that we're not really taking care of ourselves. We just have to fit into this little box. And you're changing that kind of thinking and moving more towards, again, taking care of yourself versus you should be a certain way.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that is so important. It's just to be confident and to love yourself is just, that's number one. Like, you can't do anything else until that happens first. And I think message I really want to express.
Thank you. I was going to ask you, how much do you find with your viewers and your online community that they are struggling with this?
I think most people are. I think that they are trying to find answers, and that's how they end up, you know, at my channel or on my Instagram or following me somewhere on social media, is because they're all trying to find that answer, and that's the answer I want to give to them. And I know they're probably bombarded with a lot of different answers, but I think if I wanted to say, like, one thing to them, it's just, well, what I'm telling you, like, it's coming from a very positive and open place in my heart. It's not coming from, you know, wanting to sell you a product or wanting to get you to do something or having you lose, you know, 20 pounds in like 2 weeks and then gain it all back. It's not that. It's something that I want you to take away and be able to sustain your lifestyle and be happy and really love yourself. And even if you never follow me ever again, at least take away that message.
Well, that's an incredible contribution again, and that's really inspirational. That and how, in terms of you content and keeping on finding this, what do? Do you research it? Do you take from your listeners and your viewers questions? Like posting and.
A little bit of everything. I usually, what I do is, if I really like something, then I will make it a point to, like, remember to like it. I also have a notebook where I write down ideas. And there's just so many ideas in there. There's just, like, pages and pages of ideas. And before I film a video, I will kind of look in the notebook and then see whatever just pops out to me. Or what ends up actually happening a lot is I'll see a recurring theme. For instance, mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of traveling lately. I just got back from Paris, and on Snapchat, a lot of my viewers, because I asked them on Snapchat recently, I was like, hey, I'm going to film a new video, and I want to talk about a topic because we haven't had a heart-to-heart in a while. Let me know what you guys want to know about. And a lot of them asked me, how do I stay healthy while traveling? And so that's probably going to be my new video topic for the next video. And I think that's awesome when you have an audience that really engages with you and you're able to just pull from them and at the same time just put in your experiences, because I literally was traveling for like the past 3 months. So I know how difficult it can be and what things you can do to just stay healthier while you're doing it. And that's a lot of where my inspiration comes from. And also just day-to-day stuff. People will send me things, and I'll have conversations with friends, or I'll try a new restaurant, and I find something I really like, and I'm like, oh, man, like, I want to remake this. So stuff like that.
You know, this whole movement and this whole trend towards this kind of interactive social media, it's so fascinating because it's really changed how we're relating and deriving information and understanding. That, you know, like, you're a real, I mean, obviously everybody's a real person, so I don't mean that, but you are living your life and you're able to invite people along in a journey, like a very intimate personal journey that you're going on, that other people are going on, and that the questions that everybody's finding. And I think, you know, the journey, life is that journey. And it can be confusing. We can get lost. We can feel uncertain. We can feel insecure. There's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of things that we struggle with. And you take your people through that, your own journey and understanding, and then you're sharing this exchange. How do you feel, which is just such a, there's a lot of really openness for us to, like, express more or remove things like shame or embarrassment, and it takes away that kind of perfectionism edge that you're allowed to just be human and grow and go through these different challenges. So I applaud that. I find that just a way that we can really move, you know, people for us as a community, as a globe forward, because we're reducing the need again to be perfect, but we're humanizing every person, and that I think is a very special thing that's happening. Do you see? And I know we had talked about this a little bit, but what are you seeing in the changes of people who are on that journey with you? Do you see them making shifts? Do they communicate that? What do they glean from you on your journey as they go on their journey and you join together in journey?
What I think is really important with all this is just to show people your mistakes, because I say this on my channel all the time, is I'm not perfect and I'm learning, and as I'm learning, I'm going to be sharing it with you guys. That's the line that I've said a few times, and it's because with health, things are constantly changing. For a while, people thought agave was healthy, and, you know, those things, I think, are always going to be changing. And so when we have different perspectives and we learn new things, for me, I want to share it with them, and I want to let them know that even though I'm sharing this with you, you're still completely entitled to make your own decision. I'm not preaching to you. Like, I just want to be like your best friend or your big sister who's going to give you the best advice that I can give you. But at the end of the day, it's still up to you how you live your life. It's not about me preaching to you and telling you exactly what you have to do. It's just me saying, hey, this is what I think is the best. And maybe this will help you. And if it does, awesome. And if you don't want, you know, to listen to it, that's fine too. And I think that makes it a lot different than what I've seen other people do in terms of, you know, being a health guru or whatever it is on YouTube or Instagram. Is a lot of the time they tell you, like, this is the answer and this is the end all be all. And I don't believe in that. I believe in, you know, human connection. I believe in showing other people, like, hey, like, these are all the obstacles that I've dealt with. These are the mistakes that I've made. So I'm telling you this so that you don't make the same ones. And I think people really appreciate that type of honesty. And they, I think, reach out more to people in terms of, just feeling like this person actually cares and they're willing to be open about their journey so I can be open as well.
Like, that's what I think is just, that's what's very special, because it really changes that. In my work, Olivia, I see people constantly struggling with the need to be perfect, being really critical with themselves, having a critical mind, and not being able to deal with the mistakes that they're making, and having feeling comfortable being vulnerable. And when you present, here I am, and I'm making mistakes, and it makes other people go, okay, it's normal. It reduces it, because it's so easy for people to start comparing themselves to someone else and saying, oh, you're there and you're there. And when we remove that, and because you're not, you know, sitting above, you're sitting right on that kind of equal plane, it makes it someone just able to accept themselves more and accept what the human journey really is about, that this is what it is, that we're all going through this together. I think that's an incredible gift, and it creates, it allows us to open up to more change and better living.
Yeah, I would love to just, you know, sit down individually with, like, each person and just have a conversation. I much prefer that than, like, having to, like, stand up and, like, speak to an audience. I just think that it's really important to connect with people, because then you're able to learn from each other. And for me, it's never a one-way thing where I'm just, like, spewing information onto them. It's always, you know, a two-way conversation. And sometimes I feel like people don't feel that way because of the amount of followers I have or the amount of subscribers, but I really want them to know that it's always a two-way conversation, because I listen to everything that they have to say. I may not be able to respond to every single person, but it does come out in either a video or a post. It is always there.
So what, Olivia, would be your favorite message to pass on? So, I mean, you talk about health, food and all kind of content you give us. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite message? Or
yes.
Okay, great.
My favorite message is just to love yourself. And I think, like we were talking about earlier, that's the number one thing. And I've experienced that in my own personal journey, where it's just, you have to really take care of yourself and really love yourself before you can, you know, do anything else, before you decide whatever it is, whether you're going to start eating healthy. You have to know why. And I think if you love yourself, then that's your why. And also, same thing goes if you get into a relationship with other, you know, some other people, whether it be a friend or, you know, a romantic relationship. You have to know yourself, and you have to really love yourself before you can give yourself to anybody else. And that's the message that I really want to come across, and that's why everything is love, health, okay, is just because love comes first. And I also say at the end of my videos, be everything you love. And I think that's important, because if you are everything you love, then you genuinely are putting out a very positive energy into the world, and you're able to give and receive love. And I think, you know, that's, at the end of the day, that's what everybody wants.
Well, that's just a beautiful, beautiful message, and I think it's so important. We'll wrap up in a second now, in a little while, I mean, shortly. When you say, and of course, I'm an advocate, I think it's the baseline for everything. What would be, as a tip for your listeners and your fans out there, what would you leave with them is how they can learn to love themselves more? Like, what can they do to create more self-love in their lives?
I think number one is just how you speak to yourself, how your thoughts and
good.
The way you talk to yourself when you look in a mirror. I've done a video where I wrote, like, thick, you are enough on the mirror with the heart. And if you just see that every morning, it's a very positive way to start off your day. And I think that how you speak to yourself really just affects everything. And so if you need number one, like, first step, that's your first step, is just speak to yourself in a very positive way.
Very nice. I think that the self-talk is so important. In my work, that is the heart of it. one of the hearts of well-being, and that people are not at all aware of how hard they are on themselves. It's very, very important for us to be much more mindful of how we are dialoguing with ourselves, and we want to be our own very own best friend and to work at that. So thank you for sharing that, and thank you for being so present and a beacon of light in the world for so many people, and offering all your inspiration, all your energy, all your insights, and just all your realness to the world. Olivia, you have been a true blessing. So I just want to let people know where they can find you. You can find out more about Olivia. She's in so many wonderful places. Love Health OK.
Yep.
She's on YouTube. She's on Twitter. She's on Facebook. You're everywhere, which is lovely. Under Love Health OK, you can...
Yep.
Instagram, yes. Yes, I do. Yes. All the social media platforms, Love Health OK. You can find Olivia with all of her insights and her beautiful energy and all the incredible tips that you're giving and the strategies and sharing so much positive consciousness and love and well-being on this planet. Olivia, you're a blessing. Again, that's Love Health OK, and it's Olivia Koo.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Han. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Well, it's been a true joy to have Olivia here with us today on the show, really sharing so many insights and awareness and how we can really lead our best life possible. And there's more. You can check out my website, www.thewellness-network.com. Join my mailing list. There are amazing people on that site, and you will get incredible tips and tools for creating the amazing life that you deserve. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to spread the joy and share Out on the Limb show and the network with all your friends. Keep in mind that sometimes you do need to go out on the limb to achieve the happy, healthy, and successful life that you so absolutely deserve. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I've had my very special guest, Olivia Koo, with me today at Love Health OK. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful, entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.